Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I had some guests scheduled today, but I've canceled them because I want to be able to talk to you, the audience. I want to take a lot of phone calls and discuss the biggest news stories, the most important news stories, the most ignored news stories of 2008, and what you think is going to happen in 2009 as the world heats up as we go into the new year here in 48 hours. Less than 48 hours, with huge tensions rising, very serious tensions rising in Central Asia, between the subcontinent, India and Pakistan, wedged in between Iran and China, as well as Afghanistan. We have Israel now 3 days into a blitzkrieg attack on hundreds of targets in the Gaza Strip, injuring thousands, killing more than 500 people, and they're saying it's going to last for weeks. We have the economy sinking into a deepening abyss. Rand Corporation and others saying they want World War III to bring in the New World Order. A lot is going on. A lot is happening. So wide open phones for the full 4 hours today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Any subject, any item, any issue you want to discuss, we are taking a passel, a gobbin of calls today, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, what is in my little stack of news? We'll also be covering the news today, economic, military, social. I also had a little run-in with the police last night, leaving work at about 11:15. You know, that's the only reason I may leave this country, is because I don't want my children around these type of people. But everywhere else is run by third world police, so God help us. I'm going to tell that story later in the hour. Oregon is admittedly about to put transponders and satellite tracker boxes in all cars to tax you by the mile. This is also going in nationwide. I would tell people about this 10 years ago when I would read about it in industry publications. And when Toyota and others would say they were getting ready to follow U.S. and British and German directives to do this, and people would call me a conspiracy theorist. It's now all over the Oregon newspapers, conditioning the slaves to get ready for it. So we'll get into that. On the situation with the Gaza Strip, a McKinney relief boat hit by Israeli ship. This is out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And the former congresswoman's ship was heavily damaged when it was rammed by Israeli ship trying to bring in aid supplies to the embattled Gaza Strip. See, the most ancient form of total war is siege. And Gaza has been under economic and military siege for years. They are starving to death in many areas. Egypt will not let them out. So they're being bad as well. Of course, they're on globalist payroll. And so the Gazans, 1.5 million of them, plus are between a rock and a hard place. What is it, 1,550-something thousand in there? And so it's shooting fish in a barrel. And so they've been saying, open the embargo for the last year, or we're going to shoot Katyusha rockets at you again. We're going to shoot glorified Estes rockets at you. And so Israel didn't, so they started firing the toothpicks again, and so now Israel's dropping 1,000, 2,000-pound bombs on them. And, I mean, just decimating what's left of the country, leveling whole city blocks. And Cynthia McKinney tried to bring some medicine in there, and are you kidding? I mean, if Israel will run over American college students with bulldozers and laugh, they'll kill her. I mean, if Israel attacked the USS Liberty, you blame it on Egypt. You know, don't get uppity there, Cynthia McKinney. They'll kill you and say it bumps your head. I mean, they'll shoot you on TV and say you bumps your head, like Benazir Bhutto. Because they know they got a thumb-sucking, brain-dead population that doesn't know what's going on. All right, we're going to come back and get into all the news, ladies and gentlemen. And more on what happened to Cynthia McKinney today when we return. That lady has got a lot of will.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 30th of December 2008. We have 3 hours and 51 minutes spanning out before us. Wide open phones for the full 4 hours. McKinney's relief boat hit by Israeli ship, a boat carrying international peace activists, including former Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, and medical supplies to the embattled Gaza Strip, sailed back into Lebanese port on Tuesday after being turned back and damaged by an Israeli Navy ship, organizers of the trip said. The crowds on the docks in Lebanese port city of Tyre were jubilant and cheering as they welcomed the vessel. The boat, which set off from Cyprus Monday, wanted to make a statement and deliver medical supplies to embattled Gaza. The trip's organizers said the boat was clearly in international waters 90 miles off the coast of Gaza at the time of its close encounter with the Israeli Navy. Our boat was rammed 3 times, twice in the front and one in the side, McKinney told CNN Tuesday morning. Our mission was a peaceful mission. Our mission was thwarted by the aggressiveness of the Israeli military. Yigal Palmer, a spokesman for Israel's foreign ministry, denied that there had been any shooting, although the two ships had made physical contact. And it goes on from there. Israel saying there's no intention on any part for the Israeli Navy to ram anybody, so basically denying it. Come on. Israel warns Gaza blitz could last weeks. This out of the French news agency. Israel bombed Gaza for the fourth day on Tuesday, started Saturday, warning that the blitz that has killed at least 360 people could last for weeks as Hamas fired back with deadly rockets landing deep inside the Jewish state. As anger, I mean, listen to how that little headline is twisted right there. And I'm trying not to get involved in all this and take sides. It's all tribal warfare, but clearly Israel's the bully. And clearly it's for political gain with all the corruption scandals going on in Israel. It's meant as a diversion, a distraction. Clearly they've had that area of Gaza locked down for years, people starving, no medicine. That is an act of war. Siege is again, a total form of war. And so they fire back these homemade rockets, and notice they call it deadly rockets, but they don't call the 2,000-pound bombs and Hellfire missiles deadly that Israel's raining down, blowing up whole city blocks. I mean, leveling entire blocks. As anger over the devastating offensive spiraled in the Muslim world and elsewhere, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon implored world leaders to work urgently to end the unacceptable violence. The UN will save us, I guess. Continuing, Israeli troops mass along the border. Arab anger is rising, New York Times reports, and they've been massing Israeli troops since Sunday. Hundreds of tanks, mobile guns, artillery, field pieces, bulldozers. Israeli troops and tanks mass along the Gaza border, and the government said it had called up reserves for a possible ground operation as the death toll increased to more than 300 after Israeli aircraft pounded Gaza. Report here out of Press TV, world protest Israeli massacre in Gaza. Israel keeps pounding Gaza on the third day of its aerial campaign as the world continues to protest the deadly blitz that has killed over 310 people. And that number's from yesterday. It's more like 400 now. Some estimates are 500. There's protests in Turkey, protests in Europe, protests in France, protests all over the world. But Barak, the head of the Israeli military, says they are in an all-out war with Hamas. And the Jerusalem Post is reporting that the IDF has launched their own YouTube channel. IDF launches YouTube Gaza channel. In the midst of the Gaza operations, the IDF is entering yet another conflict zone. The Internet, the Israeli Army, announced yesterday the creation of its own YouTube channel. Now, notice that what just happened with this simultaneously. Suddenly, the ADL announces that they are basically on the board of YouTube advising what can be on the site and what can't. 6 months ago, we have Lieberman. He comes out and he says, we need to restrict what's going on YouTube. If the government says it's offensive or dangerous or pro-terrorist, it needs to come down. And what comes down? Marines killing puppies. U.S. troops and contractors shooting people. Innocents. That's all taken down. I mean, it can even be on the nightly news. YouTube takes it down. Google's taking these videos down. And now mainline humanitarian, mainline liberal videos that are saying, let's have peace, let's stop the killing, you know, that shows images of crying and bloody children. That is being taken down by YouTube. I mean, I saw hundreds of accounts the last 2 days that are being taken down. But meanwhile, you better believe that Israel's military, they're going to put out whatever side they want. They're going to show, dead Israelis from these rockets, and they should show it. But you're not going to be allowed to show the dead Palestinians. So when it walks like a duck, when it quacks like a duck, I mean, to have people like Lieberman and of course, Rahm Emanuel, who just resigned from his House seat yesterday to go work at the White House, when you have all these folks who clearly, you know, serve Israel first, it's a terrible thing to our nation's sovereignty. And it's terrible because our country is hated. Our country is demonized worldwide and associated with the bullying activities that are going on right now in Israel. And then that is all signed on to our name. And, you know, I understand this is tribal warfare. I understand that the globalists need this as a distraction, as a diversion, that Israel itself is a set piece set up by the Rothschilds, by the British, as part of the great game, kind of a giant aircraft carrier in the Middle East is basically what it is. And I understand that upwards of 50% of folks in Israel are also against what's happening, but they live in a police state. Israel is not really a democracy in the true sense of the word. Neither is Russia. And neither is the United States. I mean, we have 90% of the American people against open borders, but they stay open, or 80% against the war, but the war continues, or 98% against NAFTA and GATT, but it continues. That's not freedom. The elite goes and selects and promotes the candidates they want. But look, I'm already digressing. The point here is that in our name, 1.5 million Iraqis have been killed in 5.5 years, and 1.5 million before that, in the first 13 years of the siege and rolling bombardments of Iraq's water treatment plants, power facilities. And Iraq is now being euthanized. They're being, the whole eugenics program is being run against them. They're only allowed by law, and you're arrested if you're caught saving your seeds. The old heirloom seeds, thousands, you know, 1,000-year-old, 2,000-year-old varieties. The U.S. Army and Marines, and this has been on the news, they go in and they cut down the date orchards, the fig orchards, the olive orchards, the tangerine orchards. They are all cut down. Huge construction teams, engineer teams, go in and they cut everything down. Now, why do they say that? All along the Tigris-Euphrates for 800 miles. Why do they do that? They say terrorists can hide in the vegetation. Now, imagine, and especially in the Middle East, where things are very arid, very dry, especially in Iraq, where they only have greenery along those rivers, the United States went in with contractors and giant engineering bulldozers and destroyed it all. And then they came in and said, here is seed you have to buy from one company, Monsanto, and the law says it's the law. This is on record. This is, you know, Associated Press. Google it. Iraqi law, only GMO crops can be planted, which then don't produce seeds that can grow again. You've got to buy it from them. Total military domination, where they can't even have their own plants. Again, it goes back to the Bob Dylan song. Someday growing your own garden is going to be against the law. Yeah, they're going to grow their corn on the moon and eat it raw. So, now 1.5 million are dead. They have typhus, they have cholera, they have all the stuff coming back. They're forcing inoculations. The people are on starvation level. If they want to get a stipend of Iraqi money to be able to buy food to live, that's overpriced, so even though the globalists give them money, that money goes right back in the globalists' hands, they have to take inoculations because you have to get a national ID card that has your thumbprint, your face scan. I mean, those people are what we're going to be living under. I want you to understand that. Wherever the New World Order has a captive population, you see what they're going to do to everybody else. Foster children in the United States, 67% on average sourced. There's federal government on that. You can pull it up. The Department of Health and Human Services, 67% of U.S. foster children. Because the feds pay bounties to put them on the drugs. That's why the foster parents put the kids on drugs. They get more money. Are on psychotropics, and on average, they're on 7. You're like, what's that have to do with Iraqis and bulldozing their ancient trees, their ancient food sources? Imagine, I mean, they love those trees. A lot of them just commit suicide en masse. They've had over 200,000 Indians commit suicide the last 3 months because GMO cotton came in and then killed their cows that they fed the cotton seeds to, which they've always done for thousands of years. That's all they had. They were already subsistence. They went and committed suicide with the BT poison that they've been sold to spray on the cotton. But just drink a cup of it. See, it's the same thing. When they get you captive, they drug you, they hurt you, they attack you, they want to dehumanize you. We're going to come back, get to your phone calls, and get into a bunch of other news on the economy. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
The Austin Police Department is completely out of control, running around attacking the Bill of Rights at every corner like it's some enemy army to be destroyed. And I'll be talking about that coming up later in the hour. Got a bunch of economic news, but let's go ahead and start going to your phone calls. Now listen, we don't screen your phone calls. And it's wide open phones, but Kazak keeps calling. He called yesterday. He was the first caller I went to yesterday, telling me how I'm a white devil and all whites are the seed of Satan, and that biblical redemption is all racial. And I'm sure that's what this is about again. Sir, I'm just, look, Number one, you're so stoned every time I go to you that you can hardly talk. Now, maybe you're not stoned flat on your back right now, you know, feeling like you're, the chosen God creature. But, I'm not into all this race stuff. Not when white supremacists do it, not when you do it. And I don't care how you twist the Bible or what stuff you make up. But expect to be beat up when you call into the show, because I've just frankly heard enough of it. So you got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, whatever, man. You're full of, you're just full of it, okay? It's time to reveal who the real Jews are. That's what your guest said about 2 weeks ago. But you never did. So why don't you go ahead and reveal it now? Beat me up? Can you beat me up? Oh, you don't want to speak. See,
yes,
you
God. Oh, God,
coward,
I can't.
Man.
Oh, you're God. You're my devil. I can't talk to God.
Hang
up on him. Hang up on him. You see? That's what I'm talking about. This guy won't call in with any of his information. He could have revealed who the true Jews are. I am so sick of all the Jew obsession. It's always in the news, though. It's always going on. I'm just sick of it. I just want to be a human being and live in peace and have liberty. Okay, sir, you called in yesterday first. I put you on. I put you on again. Started yelling at me. You can put out your information, but you just wanted to attack me. Okay, we know who they are. It's you. You're God. I'm the devil. I'm going to hell because I got white skin. It's over, okay? You're fine because you're black. You are the God man. Fine. Great. I've got the story straight. Of course, there's about 100 other groups saying they're the chosen people and God. People love this stuff. They just love it. They just absolutely love it. I don't see the Black Israelite We're God movement, though, out protesting the CPS taking your children and testing pesticides on them until they die. And I don't see your other liberal black leaders doing that either. So go ahead and do what's popular. And, you know, when you go to prison, just, you know, learn about how you're God and everything else. You know, if the Muslims don't recruit you, the Christian Israelite movement will get it. And I'm not your enemy. I don't care. You're God. I'm the devil. End of the story. Let's go ahead here now and talk. And I'm not going to take your call anymore. That's it, Kazak. I can't let you dominate the show. Okay, have fun. White devil, don't worry. I'll be dead soon enough. Gary in Chicago, you're on the air. Oh, Gary just hung up. Bryden in British Columbia. Go ahead, Bryden.
Alex.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
I just want to say I love your show, man. Listen to it every day. You're like my big brother in a way, if you know what I mean.
Big brother? Big white devil? Am I your big white devil, brother?
I'm born in 84, so you're actually real. You know, you're not fake. You're a human being.
No, I don't have I'm a devil.
No, you're good, man.
Anyways, do you have any points or topics you'd like to bring up?
Just kind of about what the youth is going through. Like, what do you think the youth should do? Like, people who have no chance, you know, who have no...
Well, number one, you shouldn't let Madison Avenue tell you that you don't have value because you don't have a bunch of bling and a Mercedes-Benz. What matters is what's written on your soul, your heart, your love of liberty, your love of decency, your love of being honorable and helping others. And really, we all need to strive to be more humble and then realize that you can warn people. You can warn them about fluoride. You can warn them about vaccines and autism. You can warn them about the New World Order. You can be a leader in your area. And again, the good people in the world, the salt of the earth, need to come together, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, it doesn't matter, and preach liberty and freedom. And just don't be sucked in by the world. Don't even be sucked in, and all of us struggle with this. I'm not on some high horse here, against hate and against even hating our enemies. We fight our enemies because we want to protect the innocent. Just be a leader in your area. Start a local radio show. Start an Access TV show. Start a website. Go on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Start talking about how you feel. Just, you know, engage people. Go ahead.
What I've been doing is I've been going, like, through the churches, right? Because I'm kind of, like, a Christian in a way, but I'm not.
You're not a mainline Christian.
What's that?
You're not a mainline Christian.
Oh, no. I'm just a smart
person. All right, we'll briefly finish up when we get back, but I'm moving the calls quick here. I mean, we're going to go to the next person, then go to the next person. You know, what are your predictions for next year? What do you think the most important stories of this year were?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
You know, finishing up with that earlier caller about white people being the devil, I got news for you. Humanity has evil in its heart. It also has good. But as great and honorable and loving and amazing and dynamic as humanity can be, we can be just as bad. And a lot of it goes with people losing their moral compass. You know, you take the Black Messiah movement. It basically claims there was no slavery in Africa until whites invented it, which is absolute bull. If you really want to get technical, it was folks out of Africa in Egypt who invented slavery. Then they try to argue, well, it's a different type of slavery. Well, you can call it whatever you want. The point is, humans enslave humans. Asians enslave Asians, Germanic groups, when all they had around them was other Germans, they would enslave each other. The Romans enslaved black, white, they didn't care. Now, about 600 years ago, Christianity was used, misinterpreted, as an excuse to claim for the first time that only certain people were of good houses and others were of bad houses, bad families. And so blacks, they said, weren't really human. They were of the devil's seed, you know, the seed of Cain, and that they deserved to be enslaved because of the mark that was put on them, which is supposedly their black skin. And so now black folks, some of them, it's very popular, have picked up kind of the reverse of that. And I just don't have time for it. I mean, I really don't have time for it. I'm not going to descend into, you know, I have anti-Catholic groups get mad at me because I won't take on their anti-Catholic crusade. So they then claim I'm a Catholic agent. I'm not Catholic, folks. My whole family's Protestant, both sides, going back forever. In fact, famous Protestants, you know, on the Mayflower, founding Texas. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I don't get into hating on Catholics. I do criticize the Pope calling for world government, so people get mad at me. I criticize Israel, and I do it in a measured, professional way that actually exposes what's happening instead of just mindless, frothing, caricature, stereotype, racism, which only feeds into and gives comfort to what Israel's doing. A lot of Zionist documents even show that. They love the wild-eyed white supremacist and the rest of it. And the same thing goes for all the black supremacists and the rest of it. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, folks, in the 70s and 80s, so I've been called white devil probably about 300 times to my face. But am I a primitive bad person, you know, spiritually, psychologically, just because growing up in Dallas, there were a lot of racist blacks, and many times I was attacked by blacks in Dallas, and you know, I'm a lot tougher because of it. You know, I've been put in the hospital by blacks, and I put blacks in the hospital repeatedly. I probably put 10, 12 big black guys in the hospital, okay? And now, do I then hate blacks because I grew up in Dallas and a couple of black guys would say, what are you looking at, you son of a bitch? You want some? Bam, boy, right in the face. No, because I know that most black people aren't like that, and most black people, but it was always the same. I'm the white devil. You know, they advertise to go to Jamaica. Every week I see where some stupid liberal white leaves the little reservations at those resorts and climbs over the fence and walks down the beach. And they're a little guilty, chicken-necked white twit. And up walks the Rastafarian. And they slit the throat of the white devils, the white she-devil, the white male devil. Because we're animals. We've been dehumanized, just like Hitler dehumanized Jews and gypsies and Poles and communists, anybody else he didn't like, and then it was okay to kill them. Well, see, now Jamaica tries to keep this real quiet, but their tourism's falling apart because people are finding out, you know, all these ads for Jamaica. Oh, the happy, smiling faces. Oh, the Rastafarians want to hug you. They want to love you. They want to kiss you. No, they've been taught that you are the white devil. They have been taught that you are an absolute piece of filth who hates them and wants to kill them. Now, there's certainly been British oppression in that colony and enslavement and, you know, the sugarcane plantations. And see, I know that and I understand that. So just because I had five Mexicans assault me in a parking lot and break my leg, I don't hate all Mexicans. I have been racially attacked by Mexicans repeatedly growing up in Dallas, very rough town. I have been repeatedly, I mean, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been walking down the street and had two big black guys come running down the front porch, you know, because you're a 170-pound white guy at the time, and said, you know, hey, what are you doing in our neighborhood? Or what are you doing walking through here? A little white devil. And Now you've always got the advantage, though, when you're racially attacked, because they don't expect you to go absolutely ape on them. I mean, that's when you can really fight, is when it's kind of enjoyable when three or four people pile onto you. Because that's when you can really, I can't get it on, you know what I'm talking about, unless I'm really being attacked. And then you can just savagely crush people. But the point is, I have been racially attacked over and over and over again growing up in Dallas, Texas. But I don't hate black people because of it, and I don't hate Mexicans because of it. But I'm tired. Listen, you don't have some guilty, bug-eyed, chicken-necked little white yuppie here who feels guilty and cries in his little mitten all day over you. I haven't done anything to black people or Mexicans. The New World Order has taught whites to feel guilty and give up the country, give up the sovereignty, and they've made it a racial issue. Oh, you need to support higher taxes or you're racist, or you need to support Barack Obama and his global carbon tax, or you don't like black people. It's a bunch of bull. I don't have any guilt. I am here actually trying to help little white, little black, little Hispanic children who are taken by CPS and put on drugs or have pesticides tested on them, experimental drugs tested on them that kill them. Because I know that that little black child is not inherently a bad person, that that little black child is not inherently evil, that they are a blank slate upon which they can become a good person or a bad person. And so I will not be sucked in by all the racism. And so, you know, the anti-Jewish groups can attack me and say I need to be killed all day long. I will expose Israel when they're corrupt. I will expose Israel when they're doing bad things. Clearly an engine of the New World Order. You can debate all day the power structure. The point is it's bad news. And I will criticize people like Pat Robertson when he says China needs abortion. And I had radio stations turn me off. They said, we know Pat said that, but still, you're not going to talk bad about Pat Robertson. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not for abortion. And if you think I'm going to ever compromise on that, got another thing coming. You see, it's tribalism. They know we love tribalism. Black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter. They know we like to think of our group. We like to work with our own type, you know. It's built into us, and so the New World Order manipulates that and controls that. Hey, what is your blackness or your whiteness doing for you right now that the bankers just stole $8.5 trillion and counting of taxpayer money? And they're going to use part of that money back as a stimulus package to further federalize and take control of everything. How is that helping you? You know, if you're black or you're white, it's not. We're all in this together. 99.9% of us against less than 6,000 global elitists. And that's in their own words. Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, and others. He wrote Superclass this year, admitting they're setting up world government. That's your enemy, ladies and gentlemen. And the globalists are masters at getting us to fight and argue about, well, what's the hierarchy of the elite? Well, who's, you know, instead of mobilizing the public to come together, black, white, Catholic, Jewish, Protestant, whatever, against tyranny, for liberty, for a Bill of Rights culture, instead of that, it's just all these groups fighting with each other. Why do you think the big foundations fund all these groups fighting with each other? So let me just give everybody a travel advisory. I told you 5 years ago that the Texas-Mexico border was more dangerous than the West Bank. That is now admitted by the State Department and has been in the major news. I'm also telling you that it's even more dangerous if you are white, you will be racially targeted. The media isn't going to tell you that. If you're white and you go to Jamaica, you will be racially targeted. Okay? But you're not going to see Hollywood movies about that, you know, showing the evil racist black Israelites as they slit the throat of the white devil. Can you imagine if there was an island of white people and black people were going there to vacation and being murdered every other day, and then the media wouldn't talk about it? See how long you last. Go to Jamaica, climb over the fence with your wife. Bring your kids with you. They'll even kill your kids. And just sit there begging, going, I'm a white, guilty chicken neck. Oh, please don't kill me. You're black. Blacks aren't evil. Blacks, it's impossible for blacks to racially attack somebody. Oh, really? Blacks are just as tribal as any other group of Homo sapiens sapiens. You go to Africa, it's blacks killing the blacks across the river. It's blacks killing animus blacks and Christian blacks and Muslims, black Muslims killing each other. This is what human beings do. And so I'm sick and tired of all of this. And so there you go, buddy. Now, I said I was going to take calls today, and I don't want to get sidetracked by this. We need to get our heads screwed on and fight the New World Order and educate people. You know, I don't hear the white supremacists. I don't hear the black liberation groups. I don't hear them saying, hey, don't drink sodium fluoride in the water. Don't eat GMO foods. I don't hear your groups out there actually even trying to do anything for your, quote, race. You're a bunch of infantile little boys that like to dress up in military or religious outfits and strut around to your little groups of people acting like you're God. And that's why the media gives you so much attention, because they want that type of infantile behavior to expand and continue. All right, now I'm going to your calls right now. And I'm going to give each caller 1 minute, because I want to take a lot of calls today. And it seems like it's next to near impossible. Again, I got a lot of news, so it's open phones. Finish up Bryden in B.C. You said you're going into churches. What's happening?
Well, I figure, right, like they pay money to heat the place and everything. They could set it up so they don't have to, you know, like fishing for them. Teach them how to fish so they don't have to pay for power, right? But what you're going on
there, I
don't
understand what you're saying. See, I don't understand.
Well,
maybe
if
it's
I set up free power for all the churches, what I'm trying to like do for my own house right now, right? Make it live
free
off
power.
The
I mean, what is it? Solar power?
Just like anything. Wind.
Good.
We get a lot of sun here, so.
Exactly. People need to get back to the land. They need to get independent. Bryden, good to hear from you. Great job. Being independent, not being on the grid, or being partially on the grid, partially off. Being self-sufficient, that's what the New World Order doesn't want. Let's talk to Tim in Georgia. Tim, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I want to apologize to you for that idiot in Jamaica. Jamaica is so messed up. He spent his time calling you a devil. Well, why would a devil tell you about the sodium fluoride in your water? Why would a devil tell you about the HPV shot not to give it to your little girls? Why would a devil tell you about the GMO in your food? The devil wouldn't tell you that. The devil will let you know to eat that. So your devil is Kill King Jackson and Slickback Sharpton, who don't even open their mouth about these topics. We want to fight the New World Order. We don't want to fight each other. So, and I was in Jamaica a couple of years ago. Jamaica is messed up, buddy. You got more issues in Jamaica than you can stand to sit back here and waste your time talking to Alex Jones about your God. Well, if you're God, fix our problems then. Fix the New World Order then. Would stop wasting our time. Go back to sleep. Go smoke you some marijuana or something. Get off Alex Casey. Because I want the information. I want the information that he brings us today. I don't want him to spend a whole segment talking about racial and tribal issues. Because it's not an issue. What the issue is to fighting a new world order.
Well, you know what makes me frustrated? Is I try not to get into all these tribal issues. The New World Order punches our buttons because we're all the same. We're all, you know, the same brain, same genetics. You know, I mean, we're all the same operating system here. We're the same creatures. And they know how to punch our buttons. And I'm telling you, I got all these groups. They want me to talk about Catholics, Jews, Protestants, blacks, Mexicans. And all these groups get mad because I won't make it racial or religious. I'm only trying to fight for liberty. And God bless you, my friend.
It's a distraction, Alex. All it is a distraction. I got one question. What is your stance on Cuba?
Well, you know, again, it's a very sophisticated Hegelian dialectic that the CIA funded Castro. He was their man. He was on Meet the Press. They told everybody he was wonderful until the late 50s. And then he basically stabbed the establishment on the back, came in, took over Cuba, kicked the mafia out, and brought in a new form of tyranny. And so I mean, obviously, I think the way to reform Cuba is to open Cuba back up. I think the way to reform Cuba is to allow free trade into there and allow people to visit. But at the same time, I don't support Cuba and the hundreds of thousands of people they've secretly arrested and killed. And so I'm not in some love fest with Cuba. But at the same time, I know that the New World Order wanted to stage terror attacks and blame it on Cuba. I mean, what's your stance on Cuba?
Me, personally, I kind of like Fidel because of the healthcare system and how his central bank is not ran by the European bank. It's their own central bank. And I was trying to get your stance so I can fully get an understanding of it because he has a program over there that he will allow kids to come over there out of high school and study in the medical school for free, long as they agree to come back and work in poor and impoverished areas in their own country.
No, I know. I mean, Cuba has been one of the purest communist models that we've seen anywhere. I'll briefly comment on that when we get back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I mean, it's so silly. It's so stupid. I was thinking during the break, the globalists, by design, are taking the blood out of the economy. They're deflating it like a tire, like a balloon. They're bringing in their tyranny. They're getting ready to use the U.S. military against us, which is filled with black people, brown people, white people. I mean, the New World Order is your enemy, folks. You better figure that out. I mean, politically, what the establishment is doing is so outrageous. Openly letting foreign banks set up governmental power, openly tell the Congress to sit down and shut up. The Congress is above the executive and the judicial. The Congress is the one that charters the Supreme Court. It's the legislatures and the states that create the state courts, the cities, the counties, because the legislature is elected by the people. But instead, we've got the legislatures now, the creatures of the executive and the judicial. It's a tyranny. But, communism, it's again, if angels were administering it, it would work. But human hearts want power. Human hearts want control. Even if you're not a person filled with avarice and aggressive, you soon figure out you need to have a little bit of power and funds just to be independent and protect yourself. And there's always going to be people, if you're even free market and successful, who are going to be jealous and envious of your success. Now, in the case of Cuba, you have to look at the history of it. You have to look at what happened there. Cuba was never free. And so they set the communist model up against what it previously was and call it free market. It wasn't free market with Christopher Columbus coming in there and figuring out that tobacco was addictive and then sugar cane was profitable and that it was gold and silver in the Americas. They came in, they enslaved the natives, just like Europeans enslaved their neighbors, just like blacks enslaved blacks in Africa. It's what humans do. But they know the public's ignorance. They say, oh, the evil Spaniards, they enslaved. That's what natives did to each other, always warring with each other, always enslaving their neighbors as well. And so they show up and they set up a tyranny. And so you have a giant 98% of people poor, 2% wealthy. The plantation system, the colonies, the ranches, the peons. Peon just means serf, peasant, serf, slave. And it was slavery. I mean, you weren't, early on they were called slaves, but later they were just sharecropper slaves. They didn't have any money. They lived on the land. They couldn't go anywhere. Some would run away from the plantations, go to the big cities, end up getting thrown on another slave ship, taken to somewhere where slavery was still legal. And so in comes these rebels, and they're going to fix it all. And of all the communist systems, North Korea, Russia, China, Cuba has been one of the most pure. And it's still been dehumanizing, has broken down their society, and they arrest you if you criticize the government, and it's bad. And they can advertise all day that, they've got doctors and that they give people health care and the rest of it. One reason Cuba's healthy is because they don't have all the GMOs and the rest of it. So there's, it's a very sophisticated issue. And the problem is, callers ask me these really important, nuanced, very intelligent questions, and I could go on for hours on each subject, but I want to take your calls. I've had a few shows I've done over the years where I take call after call after call after call after call. I mean, I can take hundreds of calls. And here's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The bottom of the hour, I'll tell you my cop story from last night and some of the other wild stuff the APD's doing, and it's same stuff's happening all over the country. They're taking blood, warrantless checkpoints, taking blood. They're putting signs up in North Austin saying you're not allowed to walk down the street or you'll be arrested. But I had a run-in with the federales, and they are federal, even they don't know it. Austin PD last night. I'll tell you that story as well, and I got a bunch of economic news. We're going to come back and just take call after call. We're going to talk to Dustin, Steve, Tim, Mike, Joe, and many others. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.